Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is not Throwback Thursday. It is Thursday, December 12th, 2024.
Exactly.
And this is Truth Be Told with Telly. And we have guest co-host Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the morning.
Yes,
good morning,
sir.
Bailey.
Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, Dame.
Good morning, brother.
And we have our man Jason Smith making a cameo. What's up, Jason?
You already know what up, Telly. What's up, Bailey? What's up, Damian?
Hey,
your morning has been fantastic.
Up,
is it early enough for you?
It's real. I'm just not used to this, Telly.
Man, look. It's hard over here. It's the dark side over here, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all doing this every morning.
We call this the dark side because when you wake up, it's usually dark every morning.
Exactly.
And colder.
And colder.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of that cold, woo. It got R-E-A-L this morning.
It got real.
Man.
For those who can't spell.
It did.
It got real this morning.
I saw that zero.
Oh, my God.
I was like, for real?
I woke up, looked at my phone.
You really going to do me like this?
I was telling Telly when we came in, you know why when people get older, they decide to move down south. Because I was leaving the house,
mm-hmm.
took my hands out of my pocket, leaving the house, took my key out, put it in the dough, and my immediate thought was, I got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
this every winter, I got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
And that urge becomes stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where you're like, I got to go. Sorry. Peace.
Yeah.
This is too cold for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's, you know.
Look, I understand now older people when I was younger, when they would just be grumpy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And because I'm becoming that person every winter. And my attitude is getting worse and worse.
The grumpy old Teddy.
I mean, you shouldn't have to put on your coat and hat just to go check your mail.
You know.
Like, for real. That is crazy. That ain't right. It is not
that
right.
It's crazy.
But congratulations to all the people who say, I love the cold.
Oh,
I hope you happy today.
Okay. Because it's real.
It's like Christmas.
It's real.
Right.
It's real today. And everybody talking about the snow and everything and oh, what they want for the snow they love to have at Christmas. Whatever. You ain't got to get up and get out the house.
You don't live on a corner lot like
Man.
I do and have to get out there and shovel it with a driveway.
Okay.
Even if you got a snowblower, it's going to take you an hour.
Okay.
Nobody wants to deal with that.
Look, I mean,
I'm looking at this screen, Bailey, and I'm glad I can still read because on the other side of you, it says negative 16 WC. That WC still stands for wind chill, doesn't
it? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It don't stand for West Side Connection.
Let me tell you, when I first moved here, lo those many years ago, I was like, man, people are mad. They are just bad attitudes all up in here. I was like, I don't know. These people in Wisconsin, I came during the middle of winter.
See, that's what it was.
And people were mean and nasty. And just like, oh, and I just thought it was the worst ever. And then as I got to, you know, live here for so many years, I'm one of those mean people in the winter. I'm one of those people. I've become one of those people.
You've become what you once hated.
Yes, look, exactly.
When you have colleges that recruit athletes to Wisconsin and stuff, you know they bring them when it's warm.
Yeah.
Right.
So they can right. Look how nice it is.
It is, and
all bring them in the fall. Look at the change of seasons and the colors. And man, they just don't know. When it hits about December, mid-December, it's going to be just like this.
I've had friends come in during the summer months, and they're like, oh, Wisconsin is great. Y'all got Summerfest.
Man.
Right.
Y'all got all these
festivals.
That's
my brother.
Yeah.
You know, back then it was African World. You had Afrofest. You got Summerfest. You got all these street festivals. It's cracking every day. Come in for about a week. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back in December.
Yeah.
Holla at me in December, player.
Okay.
I've been living in Wisconsin for 14 years, and I have a brother that lives in Florida, in Miami. He's been living there for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
He's been up here to visit me several times.
Uh-huh.
Never in the winter. They came here for one Thanksgiving, and that was it.
No.
They said I'm never doing it again.
Well, let's just say my time on the rotation to host has been pushed back a few times.
You randomly get pushed back.
Like, okay.
I don't know why Telly don't keep getting picked.
Exactly.
That's like you go through the airline and you just get randomly checked all the time. I don't know why they keep checking.
Yeah.
I don't know why Telly's address doesn't come up.
Exactly. Exactly.
All the time. Hey, I don't know if you all heard about the Wisconsin kayaker who faked his death and fled to Europe.
Yeah.
Right.
You know he's back.
He's back.
He's back.
He came back on his own too.
Really?
Yeah. They said he came back, he cooperated and came back.
They said that he was basically just had a coming to Jesus moment and said, you know what? I was tripping. I was tripping.
Right.
I was just playing.
I just want to fake my own death.
He said I made a big mistake. Now, when they started to get more evidence, when they investigated his disappearance, and we're talking about, is it Borgwart? I think it's Ryan Borgwart. Yeah, that's his name. A 45-year-old Watertown resident. And when people around my age do things like this, I be thinking like, man, come on, man.
Right.
You really just didn't wake up and think of this.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
You just didn't wake up and think of this. And proof of that is evidence revealed he had moved money to foreign banks, purchased airline gift cards, and obtained a life insurance policy before his disappearance.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did he figure out how he was going to get the life insurance money? Well,
let me say something.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that'll hold up your deal, right? Because you fake your death, you go to another country, and you go, okay, I'm about to run out of money.
Baby,
I need to get that life insurance money. But I took out a policy on myself.
We've talked about.
I died, though, because I, okay.
Listen,
you don't sound like this was a well thought out plan.
It wasn't. I was just going to say that. Listen, we've talked about my man in New York that had the whole plan. Came in, did his thing, stayed incognito, had an escape plan, all of this.
Right.
This was the opposite of that.
Right.
This dude, not only did he not have a plan, he faked his death in the kayak, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he went to Canada and used his own passport. Right. He didn't have a fake passport.
No. You gotta say how he got there.
Oh my gosh!
He capsized his boat, his little kayak, and left his cell phone in the water, threw it in the lake, made it seem like. But he got on this inflatable raft and made it to shore, rode a bike to the bus station, took the bus to Detroit. And then took a bus to Canada, and then where Dave just said he used his own passport to fly to Eastern Europe. Now, they said he was communicating with a young lady in a country I can't even pronounce.
Uzbekistan.
But What's that?
Uzbekistan.
Yes, Uzbekistan.
Okay.
Which I thought was a made up country, like in a Marvel movie or something. Yeah. I didn't know it was real.
Hold on.
I'm going to be real. I'm not stupid, but it just didn't sound real to me.
Let me just say this. This is a lot for a guy from, where he from?
Watertown.
It's a lot. It's a lot for a guy from Watertown.
A guy that was married, three kids, normal family.
Okay.
And I guess he said he couldn't take it anymore. Now, if you want the truth version and my version of it, all right, here it is.
Let's hear it.
He was tired of his old lady.
There you go.
Yep. He started communicating with this lady
in Uzbekistan.
Okay. He came up with this plan that, you know what, I'm out. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go be with her and live happily ever after. And he got over there.
And he got catfished.
And he got catfished. And that woman
you think
wasn't.
That's what it was.
And that woman, I didn't even think about that. And he was like, man, I was tripping. That's why he came back.
He got there and she was ugly.
He got back. He got over there and say, man, I trip.
Have you ever watched them catfish shows and the people come out? He got there and she came out to the door. She was like, I didn't really think he was going to do this. And then he taking a look at her and she looked like she, you know, might bake bricks or something. And now you got to, you done left your wife and kids for the brick breaker.
And she had a beard. And he was like, hey, this ain't what your picture looked like.
This ain't what's right here, though. This ain't
I'm going to go back to jail. I'm going to go to jail.
Look, because they started to investigate it after he used his passport like an idiot. Right. Because if you gotten all of this other fake stuff or you moved the money over there, why wouldn't you get a fake ID and get you a fake passport?
You can find somebody that does that. I'm sure
you get on the
dark web or something like that. You're going to find somebody that does that.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm telling you, he got over there and realized I tripped.
Yeah. He was like, I kind of miss my kids, too. They wasn't really that bad.
She was so ugly, she made him miss his kids. Like, badass kids. I kind of miss them now. Why is it white men that always do that, though? That always do something like this? Why you just can't be like, baby, I'm out? Why you got to be, like, faking deaths and doing all of this extra stuff?
The dramatics, right?
All of this extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? They always talk about black men need to be father to their kids. White men are always doing some extra stuff to get away from raising them damn kids.
Yeah.
What is this? This dude done faked his death in a kayak.
In a kayak.
Now, this is now. We can't make it up.
He tried to make it up, but...
Come on,
can't
man.
Make this up.
You can't.
You sure he from Watertown?
He's from Watertown.
That's a lot.
And for a guy from Watertown. I'll tell you who is really upset about this are the authorities at Green Lake. At Green Lake County is where he's in jail.
Okay.
Well, where he was arraigned.
Okay.
They let him go
because
he came back. And in case you missed it, he was in court. He says, hey, Judge, I only got $20 to my name. And I'll be representing myself. And they allowed him to get a $500, recognizance bond or whatever, saying that he will appear. And they let him go home.
If he ain't a flight risk, who is?
Okay.
He ain't no more if he only got $20.
I guess so. I guess if you ain't got no money no more, you don't put up all your money.
Okay, you bring up a great point. Like, who's more of a flight risk than this dude?
Okay.
Him or Diddy?
Like, exactly.
He's already shown that I fly this camp.
He's already done it.
There's so many brothers in jail that's like got $100,000 bonds and this, that, and the other.
Right.
This dude has faked his death, made this police department spend hundreds of thousands of dollars looking for him. They probably had divers out there.
They did. You know they did.
Yes, that's why they are mad in Green Lake County, the police department, because they like, man, we spent all this money looking for this dude.
Exactly.
And the only thing he's going to get charged with is like a misdemeanor or something. It's not even a felony.
But a lot of times
in those cases, they will make the person pay whatever the
restitution.
Clearly, he can't do that.
Because he ain't got no.
You better figure it out.
He ain't got no job. He ain't got no kids no more. They don't like him. They like, daddy, you left us. His wife is done messing with him. Uzbekistan was ugly.
Okay.
And so he ain't. He ain't.
I'm telling you.
Maybe the judge been like, you've been through enough.
But wait, what happened to the money that he transferred? You know, he transferred to all those different European
Uzbekistan
accounts.
Probably beat him for it. That could be another theory. He went over there. Uzbekistan was supposed
she
to keep the money.
Got him.
And she got him
she
for
got
it.
Him yeah. for
and he was
got
living
him.
On the streets in Uzbekistan. It's like, I'm just going to come back. Yo. I'm going to spend my last $2, come back.
Wow. And, well, that's Uzbekistan. Well, do you like that?
I don't even know. Uzbekistan sounds like it's rough.
Hey, you know, man. Yeah.
Some of these Eastern European players, you know, they look rough. Yeah. It sounds like it's rough over there right now.
I ain't ever heard somebody saying, I'm going to Uzbekistan
for vacation.
For vacation.
Nah.
So,
but again,
people are trying to leave. I don't think they're trying to go there.
Dude is from Watertown, though. That probably sounded glamorous to him. Come on now. He's
Watertown.
From Watertown.
You know, Watertown ain't that bad. It's
he's
like it's
from
like a
Watertown.
It's like an upper middle class type of environment. So he must have had, I don't know what his job was before this, but he didn't like that either.
So
he can't get a job now. You know,
he a flight risk.
Soon as you Google him, like, oh, you the dude that faked his death? No, we never.
He a
how
flight risk.
Man,
you?
Oh man,
we can't even count on you to be on time.
You
exactly.
know? I tell you
look.
What.
Okay.
That's a way to get your morning started, huh? To figure.
Oh my God!
I don't even know where we go from here.
But
I tell you what, we do have a great show in store for you. Something that we all were pretty astonished about when we heard about Caitlin Clark and a recent statement that she made. And I think that Truth Nation, you all will be very much appreciative of something that she said and she acknowledged. And we are going to get into that. But on the other side of the break, the Milwaukee Housing Authority is in the midst of a lot of turmoil right now, and new federal report exposes widespread issues. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We have Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
1-800-662-HELP.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm not sure of what I see. You don't fuck with me. Are you telling me to see the sign?
Breaking news, Truth Nation, just down actually 4 minutes ago, President Joe Biden grants clemency for nearly 1,500 people. The biggest single day act of clemency in modern history.
Is that a middle finger to Trump?
He's starting to extend it a little bit.
Just a little. Just a little.
He's curling it up.
Yeah,
like that.
It's like it's halfway up. He's rolling it up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It depends on who's on that list. We were saying it over the break. Like, we don't know who's on the list.
Yeah.
It depends
really
on who's
tell.
On that list. If we find out there's some people that's on that list that Trump would be very upset about, then yeah, he's probably doing like
I mean, I would aim for those first, since, you know, one of the things that I don't think was necessarily fair to President Biden's presidency was over it's like Donald Trump has been in the background his whole presidency.
He's been in the shadows.
From beginning to the end, in the shadows, just lurking.
Mm-hmm. And that's typically not what you do. When you leave, you leave.
When you leave, that person, you leave. You let that person have the full.
I wonder, did he give clemency to Marilyn Mosby? And if you don't know who Marilyn Mosby is, she's the district attorney in Maryland. She used to be the attorney general or something like that in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And she got caught up on some stuff, buying some houses and moving money around or something. How do you always get black politicians on either
I
money?
Wonder if Jesse Jackson Jr. is on there too, because I know Jesse Jackson Sr. had asked him
for
clemency.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go.
For him, yeah.
So we'll find out, I guess, later on as
yes.
the list comes,
yes.
comes out.
Yes, just again, there's no confirmation on that list, but the nearly 1,500 individuals whose long sentences are being commuted today were placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic and were deemed to have demonstrated a clear commitment to rehabilitation and reintegration into their communities, sources say.
So a large portion of them have already been out.
Right.
They just was, you know, on paper or something like that.
Or home confinement so they couldn't leave the crib.
Work release.
Yeah.
So more details to come.
That's
but
what we
as we
doing.
Said
pretty much
during the break, Big Meech already out, so,
so you know. You know, long as that's happening,
yeah,
the hood's okay.
Right, the hood, and Young Thug, he out.
Hey,
so.
Thugger.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Lil Durk in trouble. Lil but Durk anyway,
never we get, okay.
we digress. but yes, before the break, I was talking about a federal report exposing widespread issues at Milwaukee's Housing Authority. And after the review of the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, or better known as HACM.
Hack'em.
Came to one word, and it sounded like it was Hack'em. It remained troubled. That was the one word.
Wow.
And Hack'em and its executive director, Willie Hines, have faced scrutiny for the past couple years. And I know that that just the optics of how things have transpired, there's been some issues, some widespread issues. And then recently, Willie Hines had announced that he is retiring. But as you know, we kind of have been doing this research or getting more knowledge on it, and specifically getting more knowledge from you, Dame.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a situation where this just started happening once Willie Hines became the executive director.
No.
I mean, these were things that were plaguing the Housing Authority for years. And over the last 2 years, it seemed like it has just come more to light, maybe? Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, there's been more of a groundswell over the last 2 or 3 years, 2 years specifically, mm-hmm. because you've had groups like Common Ground who have been championing the issues that have taken place at Housing Authority, and they've made it their point to go after Willie as he's been elevated from deputy commissioner to actual commissioner in the last 2 or 3 years, and to go after him and to go after Housing Authority. I have issues with Common Ground, but what's happening now, the people, the things that are taking place at the Housing Authority, these are valid concerns that they have. Well, whether it be maintenance, because you look at the report, it was saying they've had maintenance issues since 2014. Willie was an audit person. He had just stopped being an audit person then. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't,
right.
It wasn't, it's not just him. It seems like there's a systemic issue that is taking place with Housing Authority and the maintenance and the things that have been compiling and rolling over like a snowball since forever. And nobody has really been taking an issue with it. Because I remember back when I worked for Department of Neighborhood Services, we didn't do inspections on Housing Authority buildings. We wouldn't write them up. We may walk through and tell them, okay, you need to fix the issue. But there wasn't any body that was telling them, this needs to be fixed right now, this needs to be fixed right now. So as that started to change, these issues started to become more apparent. And maintenance issues it's got to be the number one complaint from anybody when they're staying in an apartment building of any type, you know, is mm-hmm. making sure whether you're paying a lot or you're not paying a lot. Just because you're not paying a lot for this apartment doesn't mean that they can not fix the water. Doesn't mean that they can not fix the doors. Doesn't mean, because those little things, after you deal with them enough and longer enough, they get on your nerves.
Yeah.
Having a door that don't close all the way, with making that little noise where it's opening it a little bit, that may be something minor to us. Because we'll just get it fixed. But if you can't get it fixed and you're dealing with it for months on end, and it for whatever reason it's not being fixed, you're going to be upset about it.
Yeah, you know, along with that, he's dealt with a lot of scrutiny himself, you know, in the local media and everything. But, you know, when you're making more than the mayor and, like, the governor, if you're at the top of one of these organizations, and the problems may be systemic and have been going on for forever, but when they put you at the top, you got to be able to explain. You got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, every time they show him on TV, he's avoiding the interviews, avoiding the cameras, avoiding the, you know, and he probably doesn't want to throw somebody under the bus or whatever, but you got to come up with something.
Yeah. It's politics, though. Just think, though.
But you make it.
You came up in politics. You don't want to.
You make it more than the mayor and the governor.
Yeah,
but you might want to come up with some kind of
because you can't hide too long when your salary is that high.
Right. Clearly,
that's I think what you're trying to say, baby. You got to tell us something.
The thing is, you got to be able to come up with whatever it is.
Yeah.
You got to be able to say, okay, this has been going on for a long time. It's not going to end with me, and it's not going to start. It didn't start with me.
Right.
And here are some things. Even in parting, he could do that.
These are some things I'm trying to iron out.
And when
Willie went over there, when Hines went over there, he left Common Council. He was the president, left Common Council president. He switched over to Housing Authority. Everybody was, shocked at that. And then he initially was not allowed to transfer over there because of the HUD said there was some type of conflict of interest. So he had to sit out for a year.
Oh, okay.
So he had to sit out. So there's always been a little bit. So he had to sit out for a year, and then he went over there and started working for him. And so I understand that he probably wants to be like, look, this stuff has been going on, but not wanting to throw his man that put him on under the bus.
I get that.
But he probably wants to be like, this has been going on. I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And I just can't. I can't get a hold of it. I can't fix it because it's a lot.
But I understand that. But you gotta come. You gotta at least come and say that.
Yeah.
Well, Truth Nation, you can hit us up and say something on this 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Corey on our YouTube message board asks a good question. Should Willie Hines be allowed to retire and get that huge pension and bonus? Leaves off the back door. I don't know that other part.
Yeah, he should be able to retire. He worked for the city for a long time.
Yeah,
before he did this, he did other stuff. So, he earned his money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is not that type of situation.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we were talking about it before the show. It's the optics of it.
It really is.
You're hearing about the housing authority is a mess right now, and the person that's over it is abruptly retiring.
Exactly.
And you throw out there that he's going to get a $75,000 one-time payment. He gets $10,000 a month for the rest of his life, $10,000 or $11,000. Like, this is all information and business. I should know.
I should know
this man's stuff.
Exactly.
Like that. I mean, like, and to say, and I know there'll be someone like, well, we should know, and this, that, and the other. Well, would you want somebody all in your business like that?
Nope.
And especially if you, let's just say he had already planned to retire before this report came out.
Right.
And now that the report came out, it looks like he's running. So it's all about optics, but again, it doesn't, I mean, and we know how pictures can be painted.
Right.
It can be painted in a way that makes you look good.
Right.
It can make you look like you are running from something hiding from something.
He probably planned on retiring because if I'm reading the article, it says he became commissioner, 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
2024. When you work for the city, you get, your pension is based upon your three highest years of earning.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 years of being commissioner of Hackham. So he had been already with the city since whenever. I don't know when he's an audit person, and before that, I don't know what he did. But he put his time in, 3 years of highest earning. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have did it too. If I'm going to be completely honest, I'm out. I didn't start it. I'm trying to fix it. Can't fix it. They own me. Let's just get somebody else here that can work without having all of the scrutiny. Because at this point, it had become Willie Hines was the lightning rod for it. You know,
yeah.
He had become, once you become bigger than the story itself, once you, everything focuses on you and you're trying to lead an organization, then sometimes you have to just, step away. Y'all do what's best for the organization. I love this organization. I'm going to do what's best for, I'm going to step away and y'all can operate without all of the scrutiny, and maybe y'all can get some of the stuff done that needs to be done. But the stuff that needs to be done is financial stuff and maintenance stuff. That should be, I'm going to say that should have been taken care of by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should have been.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because when we return, it was a report of something that happened in December 2022, and you're going to hear what Common Ground Executive Director Jennifer O'Hare has to say about that report. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. More after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. This Sunday, December 15th, get ready for the ultimate holiday celebration at the Celebrity Status Holiday Gala. Join the Status Gala at the Pottawatomie Legacy Ballroom at 6 p.m. for a night of fashion, business networking, and incredible performances. Enjoy Grammy-nominated Corn Hawthorne, a tribute to Quincy Jones by Sam Belton, jazz experience, and more. Tickets are just $75. Includes dinner and a $10 game play, plus special table rates and exclusive perks. Vendors welcome. Do not miss out on this great holiday gala by getting your tickets now at Celebrity Status Barber and Beauty at Mayfair or on Eventbrite.com. Sound like that's going to be all right. Yeah. True Nation, I tell you what, you're just getting up. Good morning. It is cold out there.
Woo!
Brr.
Warm those cars up.
Yeah. Okay.
Warm those cars up. Make sure that kids are safe if they have to get on the bus or however they are getting to school.
Bundle them up, Mom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get the pets in. Check on your neighbors. That's one of those days. It is C-O-L-D.
Woke up feeling blessed, though. At least you woke up to a warm house.
Exactly.
Hey. Got to get in a warm car.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
It could have been worse.
It could have.
Mm. Always could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Always could be a lot worse. We were talking about the Milwaukee Housing Authority that received a federal report, and they described it in one word, troubled. Mm. And in December of 2022, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or the Black Job, and the Trump administration.
Yes. That is right, right.
Labeled the agency troubled, meaning the Milwaukee Hackam, and outlined corrective actions for improved safety, financial management, and overall compliance. And Common Ground Executive Director Jennifer O'Hare said, quote, "This is a huge violation of public trust that they would mismanage an essential service for the most vulnerable people this badly. But it also is a moment of vindication." O'Hare and her team have rallied beside victims for several years. Residents for several years.
They felt like victims.
To fight for better living conditions. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Have you had an experience with the Milwaukee Housing Authority that you would like to share? Or do you think things are going the way that it should be? But again, we talked about the optics of Executive Director Willie Hines, who announced last Friday that he will be retiring. And it seems like in a midst of a lot of things going on, they're losing their executive director. And on top of that, his pension has been revealed, and there are a lot of people that aren't happy about that.
They need to leave that alone.
Yes.
He worked hard for that.
Yes. That's that man's money.
That's his money.
Yes. Yes. And like Stacy hit us up on our True Talker text line and says, "Willie Straight Illen retired and left the elderly and community straight in the dust / cold, etc. Should feel bad in some way."
Well, I mean, come on now. This was, I want to give him grace and say that he was doing the best he could with what he had. But you can't sit there and say he didn't do nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's that line. It's like, how much do you want to dive into what he was really doing?
And the thing is, he wasn't over it for that long.
Right. Exactly.
It wasn't like he was over it for like 20, 30 years.
That's all I'm saying. This all didn't start with him. It didn't.
No.
Unfortunately, it didn't end with him.
Yeah.
And he could have maybe, you know, if you're going to give a job performance, I guess you could say maybe he could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And maybe could have handled these complaints and these issues that were going against him and better. But I know Willie, I know he's worked for the people. He was an older person. And
he was an older person.
They still love this dude in the 15th district. You know what I'm saying? They still call this dude, and he's calling us like, hey, Miss Mabry on 15th just called me. And so I know he cares about the people.
Right.
That's not a question. The question is whether or not when you in, when you that far up the chain, are you able to reflect how you may feel down further down the chain?
Right.
And like they were saying, they had the, they said HUB reported and said that it was the accountants were, they lacked professionalism. They had two full-time accountants and a part-time accountant handling all of the finances for Hackham.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's making 250-something thousand, they bringing in a lot of money. A lot of money is happening over there. So you only got, you mean to tell me you only got two accountants and you only got one part-time? And they saying the HUD is coming through and like, these cats really ain't counting these beans right. You know?
And it may not, and it's a thing that comes with that big salary you talked about, Bailey, because regardless of what's going on in your company, your name's on it.
Your name's
you're
on
responsible
it.
For
and
it.
And you still have to, especially when you're getting that big money, you have to be able to explain it. You have to be able to say, hey, it was going on before me.
Yeah.
Here's what I've done to try to improve it, and here's where we're at now.
Because in a letter, HUD officials said Hackham leadership, including Hines, lacked adequate oversight, citing the absence of a full board since 2019, before Hines
before
got in there.
He got
exactly.
In there.
So you're finding out that maybe it's just not him just trying to manipulate or do whatever.
Right.
Again, we don't know the full details, but what we do know is Hackham hasn't been operating with a full board since 2019, and a failure to prioritize appointing new members by the prior and current mayor. So this goes before Cavalier.
Yeah.
This goes before Willie Hines' time in that position.
Yeah.
But, Bailey, you still make a great point. When you take that job over, there's a responsibility everything that is going on, it's going to fall under your name.
Yeah, and it kind of, it's like, you kind of feel, I feel kind of bad for him because he didn't explain or say, here's where we're at here, and this is where we need to go, or this is where we're at when we finish the things that I've done. He's really taken the onus of everything that's happened from prior to even him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do that.
Willie has always, and being in politics, like I said, I've been with the city for almost 25 years. And I've watched Willie, you know, as somebody that has carried himself in a professional manner and things of that nature. But he's always done things behind the scenes. He's never been one to be out front and explaining things and doing things like that. He's always, even when he was Common Council president, it was more so you have Common Council presidents that are out there in front. They're putting their names out and stuff. Willie would be behind the scenes working this order,
and
working that
order. I noticed that.
So that's how he is. In this position, though, that may not have been conducive.
That didn't work out to his advantage.
I applaud that because that's the type of person I am. I'm not going to be out in the front talking about this and that I do. I'm more so about the work. But in this position, you elevated yourself to that point. You have to be out there defending your people, defending what's going on.
Right.
And who's to say he didn't want to defend them because he knew what was going on, but you still got to be like, they on my butt.
Yeah.
Let me fight back and show what's going on through whatever means you can.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in an argument with common ground and be shown doing all of that. And now you're the angry dude. You don't want to be the angry dude, but you still have to be out here and say something.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, and if you don't like all of the media that's coming after you, pick one person that you like and say, I'll do an interview with you. Can we have that? You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah.
And then everybody can feed off of that interview. Yeah. That's what you got.
And then you can play off of being a native and saying, hey, I have skin in the game.
Exactly.
I have family members
I grew up in some of these places.
Yeah. And sometimes just that little bit to just let people know that, hey, I'm with you. I'm not the one that's just, you know, up here just getting all this money and collecting, not doing anything.
Get yes. that bag.
Yeah. Eastside Corey on our YouTube message board says, people, I guess, have no pride and no shame. Remind me of our last white mayor. You got reelected and then opted to go over to Europe. Give me some ambassador with no accountability to Milwaukee.
Mm. Talking about Barrett going overseas.
Yeah.
Leaving in the middle of a term, going overseas. They do that. You know.
Didn't we hear something about Ron Johnson doing the, isn't he leaving?
I think Ron Johnson is going to be the ambassador of Mexico or something.
That ain't Wisconsin. That's a different Ron Johnson, I think, ain't it? Is that Wisconsin?
No, I think that's a different Ron.
That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
That's, from what I read, that's a different one. But like this article said, stuff been going on at Hackam for a long time. And whether or not, that's the bigger issue here, is we're focusing on Hines because Hines was getting the money and Hines is the last face of it. But it's been going on. So why has it been going on? What has allowed for this to take place to the point where a group like Common Ground, who you know, I may not get along with them all the time, but they actually out here working. They in the streets. They doing the work.
Yeah.
So I can't get mad at that, right?
Yeah.
What's been going on with Housing Authority Hackam that this is allowed to happen, that it's been going on for this long? Is it a lack of care for those that are less fortunate, that those who stay in these housing authorities, you think they don't vote? They don't, you know, that's the stereotype. They don't vote. They're not out here making noise. They're not out here doing so. If it's time to cut something in the budget, we're going to cut some Hackam money. If it's time to do this, we're going to do it over here.
Yeah.
And they're not going to say nothing. Has that been the case? What's been going on that this has been allowed to get to this point?
I mean, that's like the ultimate question, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and at this point, the federal government, they have to have a recovery plan for this. It's not something that this just happened. And again, this has been happening for so long, and it's continuing to happen. As of now, Hackam's board is still short two commissioners.
Still.
And there's no word on if the mayor has made any recommendations to the Common Council for those positions. So we know the problem. Why not fix it?
Yeah. You know what? Does Milwaukee County Housing have the same problems?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You know,
I don't know.
Maybe they should look at their model.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point, Bailey. Yeah. We have to look into that. And on the other side of the break, we will continue this conversation. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. More to come after the break. Keep it locked on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. We have Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. And Dame, it's always warning before destruction.
Exactly.
And you just came, you just researched, did a little research, and tell us what you came up with came out a few months ago.
Well, a few months ago, they had the Section 8 voucher program for the city of Milwaukee was outsourced to a private company, and HUD made them do that because of the issues that they had been having. So again, like we're saying, it's been a systemic problem, and we've all known people on Section 8 or housing vouchers, and how they would be waiting for years to get some place to live and waiting for years for their stuff to be authorized and stuff. And it's so common in Milwaukee that we just assume that's how it is.
Exactly.
Well, maybe that ain't how it is. Maybe that's just Milwaukee where you have to wait years. And I don't know, somebody can call in and tell us this if they've been in other places, other cities. Call in or text a YouTube
Truth Talk line.
Let us know, because I want to know. Maybe it's just been Milwaukee all of this long time where we've always thought that's just housing. That's just how it works. You got to wait for, you better get your name on the list, because you're going to have to wait for 3 years before they come up and then be ready. Then if you're not ready when your time comes up, then you out the gate, because you got a month 2 months to go find you someplace. I don't know the exact time. But you got a finite amount of time to go find you someplace to rent. And if you don't, you lose all of that.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was Milwaukee, but maybe I just thought it was housing authorities and voucher programs all across the country. But to find out it's so bad in Milwaukee that somebody else has to come in and take over?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That is, you know, again, we usually react at the, you know, the 11th hour.
Yeah.
And it's oh, my God, I can't believe they doing all this and doing all that. Man, look, this has been going on clearly.
Exactly.
Clearly. We have Deborah on our True Talking text line. Deborah, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, Sally. My comment is in regards to the Section 8 vouchers. So I have experience with how it goes here, that you're waiting forever or you don't get it for this reason or that reason. But I have friends that went to Arizona, went to Omaha, Nebraska, and it took a matter of months. And when I say months, long as you had your documents, long as you were eligible and met the criteria, you got into some type of place. Mm. Here, it's like the money's there, but the people don't get the service.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that's what HUD is saying in their report, that the mismanagement of financial funds and services that can be used for these people aren't getting to the people. And that is the biggest thing. How do we solve that? How do we make sure the people that are in place to make sure the services are getting to the residents are getting to the residents?
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, I feel when is this type of job, it should be a person that comes from that type of root of problem, so they understand the necessity.
Yeah.
So if you put people like that in place instead of some white-collar person that don't understand what it feels like to be homeless or to live with a bunch of people to try to better other people's lives, I think that would be a good starting point. And then just, you know, look at another human as a human. Like, would you want to be in that situation?
Yeah.
As long as they meet the criteria and they're eligible, give them the services so we can correct the problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Deborah. We appreciate the call. And I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely makes a difference when someone has skin in the game. And if they don't have skin in the game, they know exactly where you're coming from because they've been there. And Deborah makes a great point. How can someone know how it feels to be on a list when they have never had to be on a list?
Yeah, exactly.
And the anxiety and the things that come along with that. But we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here. Hour number two coming up, A Truth Be Told with Telly after
coming
this.
With straight truth.
And I have to think that some African-American men that are pronounced in supporting Donald Trump, they're scared too. They're scared of not knowing if they're going to be gainfully employed.